Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, by General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission, and by America's Navy.
I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up on the big program, we'll preview Tulsa with Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. We'll talk about the defense, who put another spectacular effort in with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. We'll talk with Ivan Jasper about the offense's plan for Tulsa. And, of course, history made on Saturday as Keenan Reynolds got into the end zone four times.
Reynolds following the fullback. Keenan Reynolds into the end zone. Touchdown, Navy midshipman. And for Keenan Reynolds, he now stands alone atop the NCAA rushing touchdown list. When you open the record book, it will say Keenan Reynolds, Navy.
Reynolds with 81 career touchdowns, now just too short of Monty Ball's record for total touchdowns in college football history. The Mids and Tulsa coming up on Saturday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time kickoff. We'll preview it next with the head coach of the Navy midshipman, Ken Niumatalolo. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Rolls-Royce salutes the mighty midshipmen, ironclad competitors who represent strength, confidence, and a tradition of distinction, the same qualities that define Rolls-Royce Naval Marine. It's why more than half the navies in the world choose Rolls-Royce for their propulsion systems. Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Miz getting set for the Golden Hurricane of Tulsa with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. As we were just remarking, when you're good, when you're winning, all of a sudden a lot of people want to talk to you. Just an overall view on how you think Keenan specifically and this team have handled the fruits of success sitting here at 8-1 right now.
Well, to this point, I think Keenan and Bernie and our seniors and our team have handled success as well as to be, you know, you could ever hope for. And a lot of it's been the way they've led, very matter of fact, you know, sticking to our mantra of 1-0. But I couldn't be more pleased with the way they just continue to come to work every week.
For you all, you specifically and your coaches have tinkered with your practices through the years. How big has that become for you, especially as you all get ready to start a stretch here? I mean, this is a brutal stretch. I mean, a road game followed by a road game on a short week. Could this team have, and you all have managed to stay reasonably healthy, knock on wood, could you all have managed this type of schedule in the past, maybe say even 3 years ago with the way you were practicing, with the demands and certainly the teams that you're preparing for?
Well, really, Pete, I mean, we started in the spring. You know, some of the stuff that I had stopped, you know, didn't use all of our practices, thought we had what we needed. Well, we started back then, you know, talking with our strength staff, you know, what are things we need to do in the summer. But really, this whole season, we were coming into it just with this in mind, that we were in a conference. How were we going to be able to sustain it week in and week out? And we've made a lot of changes, you know, from our Jim Barry and the training room have done a great job in doing different things that we haven't done in the past. Coach Brass and his staff, we've, like you said, tinkered with their practice, doing different things, at the hotel before the game. But all of that was, you know, planned for us to try to hopefully make a run late into December.
Has this league and has this schedule been as physical as you thought it would be?
Definitely. You know, every week our guys are banged up. But like I said, our strength staff has done a phenomenal job keeping us strong. And our training room has done unbelievable things to get our guys to be able to come on and practice again. And we've had to be smart in practice. You know, we monitor all our reps, making sure who gets them. Are we doing too much? Not enough of this? What it's forced us to do is just to make sure there was no fat in our practice. We had to cut out all the fat and just make sure everything that we did had a specific, detailed purpose that would help us be successful. And the rest of the stuff we had to get rid of.
Kind of a perfect storm for you Saturday. You score 55 points, but you probably left some plays and some points out there. So from a coaching standpoint, that something, that little part you like to have back in the room saying, hey, you know, we could have done this better and that better, and we might have played even that much better on Saturday?
Well, it's just like, you know, definitely offensively, like you said, because, you know, we missed some routes and chances to, you know, score more points. But I'm also looking from the other side of it, just hopefully our opponents see, don't get too close to the line of scrimmage because we got some stuff, you know what I mean? Because we're running the ball so effectively, the natural tendency is to get close to the line of scrimmage, that, you know, we got some routes to keep you honest. And it was interesting talking with Coach Pearson. I mean, I thought our defense played really well. SMU's been scoring a ton of points. We hold them 14, and he's like, man, if we did this and this and that, they wouldn't have scored there. So I think we're at where we need to be, like you said, because we could have scored. You know, we missed on some opportunities offensively, and defensively we feel like we could play better. And that's the mindset we have to have to continue to improve.
We talked before the game in the tunnel about that first drive and how instrumental it was, especially because there are sometimes on senior day after you come in from the warm-up, you kind of deflate a little bit. 7-minute drive and you punch it into the end zone. Did that tell you everything you needed to know about your club Saturday?
Really excited. That's the way we started. Because like you said, I mean, that's such an emotional day. And, you know, you don't really know how you're going to respond. And fortunately, our kids responded well.
This week, you get a Tulsa team that will run the spread. Their wide receivers will line up as far as Oklahoma City, at times seemingly in the formation. But unlike some spreads, they'll run the football, and they'll keep running the football at you. What's the difference in the challenge they present than some of the other spreads you face this year?
Well, a lot of spread teams, they run the zone, and it's kind of a finesse zone. These guys have a power running game, and they try to, you know, physically dominate you and run downhill. I mean, they still run the zone like everybody else, but their power O offense is a physical one. So it gets you into the mentality of, hey, we got to stop the run. And then when you hunker down, like you said, they're spread, you know, from coast to coast, and they create so many seams, and they throw the ball out there and make you run sideline to sideline. I think that the differences in the two ideologies of a power running game plus a wide spread out vertical passing game, it's tough to defend. I mean, there's a reason they've scored points on everybody.
Finally, obviously the individual attention that Keenan gets is as a result of this team performing as well as it has. That perfect storm of having a humble superstar like that who understands and deflects the credit to his teammates, it really seems to be handling all of this so well right now, because there's a lot being asked of him, not only on the field, but with his time off the field.
It couldn't happen to a better kid, and he couldn't have handled it any better. I mean, he couldn't have went to a PR school and got a degree on how to handle all of this stuff. He's just been phenomenal and you know, handling all the media requests while he continues to prepare the way he does. I don't know how he does it, but he's been amazing doing it.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. When we return, we'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Golden Hurricane of Tulsa with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Got a lot of people involved on Saturday. In addition to Keenan getting the record, scoring some points, right. We see a great individual effort from Tago. We see Damon Brown scoring a touchdown. And I know up in the press box, how do you get past the frustration early of missing on some passing plays where there's basically nobody within 20 yards of a receiver and you finally stick the long one to Jameer?
No, it was rough starting off, you know, because a lot of times in games like that, you only get, you know, maybe one of those, you know, not to have, you know, four or five of them. You know, when you hit one, was definitely frustrating, you know, but it was definitely frustrating. I'm about ready to come out of the box. You know, I try to be calm and cool, but I mean, it got to the point where, I mean, I was going nuts up there, you know, but again, to finally connect on one, to get a big play, big touchdown, the same play we ran the week before, right, to Bug. It was the same play, it was just he threw it to a different guy, you know. It was good to see, you know, and it kind of relaxes your nerves, you know. Now even that throw was, he had to make a circus catch, you know. So, but we knew that day guys would be, you know, a little on edge. You know, Keenan was definitely had a lot of, you know, juices were flowing, adrenaline. He felt he was throwing the ball, you know, with some touch on it. But I could see from the box, and left his hand, I was calling overthrown.
Laser beams.
Overthrown, you know. So, but it was good, again, to finally connect on one, you know, and to get it going. Now, hopefully, you know, those missed ones doesn't affect him from here on out, being just gun shy and being nervous and confidence-wise. But we've been trying to work hard and getting that back this week. A lot of throwing in practice, making sure that we can connect the moves next time they come up.
It's not as if you all run something complex or something different. You all pretty much come to the line of scrimmage. It's almost with a megaphone announcing, hey, this is probably what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. But are you amazed at the different ways people try to defend what you're doing? Because you mentioned the same play that you all connected on Bug with. Mm-hmm. And that play, Memphis had two and even a third guy deep along the hash mark to try and protect against Jameer.
Right.
This time, the other team has somebody outside the hash mark, and obviously Jameer's running down the hash mark wide open. Do you marvel sometimes at what you see in terms of trying to people to defend what you all do?
You do. You sit back and you wonder, you know, because, again, you coach against yourself, you know, why they're doing certain things, you know. But I do believe that some people say, hey, you know what, we can't just sit back and let these guys, you know, pick us apart, you know, right, nickel and dime us, you know. So we got to take chances in the secondary. We got to get secondary guys involved, you know. And if they throw one, you know, hopefully they don't complete it. I will say there's a few guys out there, DCs, that's their philosophy. They say if they throw it now, they have to complete it, you know. And they bank on that, you know. And Saturday, they banked on it and turned a few guys loose and we hit any but one, you know. So it's you know, again, you live by it, you die by it, you know. But again, I mean, if you live by it, you know, and we don't complete them, nothing you can do about it, you know. It's not 6 points for us, it's right, 0 points for us, you know. So but again, it's you know, you sit every week, people do it different ways, you know. Again, you just have to be ready to adjust, you know. And if people are playing back and not letting you throw it, you gotta run the ball and be effective. You have to make those guys, get those guys involved, and when they do, you try to find a cheap one.
Your offensive line doesn't get anywhere near the publicity they probably deserve. With the way they're playing,
right,
they're playing mistake-free football in terms of not killing you with penalties. Mm-hmm. They're not stopping drives with things like that. Just from what you've seen and talking with Ashley and Chris with right, what they're doing, why have those guys been able to play fairly consistent football for most of the season?
Well, you know, first, it's a senior group, you know, and they understand. You know, they understand, you know, that we're a team that's built on staying, you know, on schedule for us down in distance. You know, we had a few chop calls this, you know, earlier this year, and once we get one of those, it's hard to come back from. You
right,
know? But again, you know, they understand that. But again, they just, you know, understand what it takes to win here. You know, and we win by playing mistake-free football. You know, taking care of football, obviously. You know, and not giving up any kind of foolish penalties. You know, so you know, having a group of a bunch of seniors up there that understand over their career what's been our calling card, what's helped us win football games, they know the formula. You know, take care of the football, possess the football, and no stupid penalties, so we can keep getting those first downs, you know, and they understand that.
Speaking of another senior, Damon Brown, a guy that has very quietly mm-hmm. played whatever role,
yes,
whether it's 10 snaps 1 week or 25 mm-hmm. The next. Just evaluate where he has come, and obviously for a local kid, I mean, for people around here to see a guy from Old Mill High School,
yes,
that, you know, made it good, and you know, let's face it, when he graduates from the Naval Academy, he's going to have a great opportunity in the fleet. But to see a local youngster excel like he has, just talk about where he's come from, obviously year one to where he is right now.
Well, he's He's one of the favorite guys on the team. Coach and staff, we love this kid. You know, we love them all, you know. And but Demond is a special kid. You know, again, he's a local kid, you know, and went to the prep school. You know, he was going to leave at one point in time. You know, he wasn't liking it up there, you know, but he stuck it out. But for a kid to come here, you know, and excel by being a great teammate. You know, there's times where Demond will be the guy that's going to get the pitch, but he would just change it up, say, let me block. I'm the best blocker. Let me know. So it's just all the guys are like that. You know, but again, for Demond, again, who just does it without even, you know, making it public and that, you know, Coach Nimmat made a big deal of it.
Right.
Look at all the carries. Said Demond only has like 2 carries. How does that happen? But he plays all the snaps. And Coach Brooks said, Coach, he said, when he gets into the game, he always goes to the block side, you know. So, but again, I mean, I wouldn't say so much as him coming so far. Just that he's lived up to everything. You know, he's a great kid, you know. Again, comes from a rough neighborhood, Napa's area, you know, and grew up in a rough neighborhood. But at the same time, I mean, this kid has excelled, you know. So for me, it's not so much to where he's come; it's just that he's just fulfilled the expectations that we knew he had, you know. So, but I'm just happy for him. I'm happy for him. But most importantly, he's going to be a Naval Academy grad here soon, and that's what I'm most excited about for him.
What do you have to do this week against Tulsa?
Take care of the football, possess the football. You know, they're really good on offense, you know, and we talk about it all week long. We never try to, what we talk about, knocking our defense. Our defense is playing lights out this year, lights out. But our offense, our mindset is always to possess the football. Whether they're a good offense or bad offense, we want to hang on to the football. We want to have a 40-minute possession type game. It's always that way, you know. So we're going to go into this game with the mindset of let's take care of the football and let's not give it to them. You know, whether they're good or bad on offense, we're not going to give them the football. We want to possess them and wear you down, you know. So now this game will definitely help because, again, you know, they're good on offense. You know, they're very prolific. Quarterback is great, you know. So possess the football, you know, obviously be efficient with the football and score points, you know, and again, just grind it out.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Awesome, man. Appreciate it.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper Mids and the Tulsa Golden Hurricane coming up. We're on the air 6:08 Eastern time on Saturday from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll talk defense with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
The men and women of the Boeing Company are proud to be a sponsor of U.S. Naval Academy football and proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Go Navy!
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of 3 grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, 1 entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Constellation recognizes Navy football as a leader on the field. We understand that winning happens with dedication, teamwork, and superior effort, and at Constellation, these values help us to deliver better energy solutions. As the nation's leading competitive energy supplier, our diverse workforce brings the skills and ingenuity that help drive our success. From engineering to information technology to operations and beyond, there are opportunities throughout the Exelon family of companies. We know the future of energy is you. Go Navy!
Navy Federal member Heather Lanning can tell the difference between babesiosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasites.
When it comes to PMI and PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our mortgage loans can be 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Orbital ATK is the partner you can count on to deliver affordable and innovative aerospace and defense products. From rocket boosters and satellites, advanced propulsion, and sophisticated fusing to surface cannons and the Navy's advanced anti-radiation guided missile, Orbital ATK puts the power in naval power.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Tulsa Golden Hurricane with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. Yet another version of the spread you see this week. Thoughts on what you've seen from a Tulsa team that offensively is as explosive as anybody in college football here of late, putting 35, 40 points up seemingly every week?
Yeah, again, very explosive, a whole group of great athletes. They have a tremendous system. They spread you out, and, you know, if you put too many people out there to cover the pass, they're going to run the ball. They have a very downhill power running game. It's not the zone that we've kind of been seeing. So they create a lot of problems by their alignments.
You've seen similar the last couple of weeks. How much does that help you in terms of familiarity, at least, especially for the secondary in a game like this?
I think there's a little bit. These guys are obviously different than some we've seen just by where they put their receivers. Very rarely are they inside the hash, right. So that creates some problems. Their run game is a little more power-oriented than some of them we've seen. But, you know, secondary up front, you know, it's about the same for us. You know, the tempo part of it, they're probably even faster than anybody we've seen yet. Luckily, we've had two scout teams coming at us, so I think we're prepared for that.
I was going to say, how much does that tempo affect what you all try to do defensively? Is it more just trying to stay in a standard setup, or are you able to do some different things that you want to do, even with that fast tempo?
Yeah, at this point, because the guys have done it so many times, we pretty much can keep our defense intact. You know, they're used to the tempo, and it's not as much the tempo as getting used to the tempo,
right.
Having to think quickly. There still is some downtime in there. It just doesn't feel like there is. So the more we practice it, the more they feel like, oh, well, 5 seconds is enough to see what I've got to see and right. think about what I got to think about.
Is there an art to substituting against teams like this?
Yeah, I think Coach New and Coach Davis do a phenomenal job because you have very little time. They'll give you 3 seconds to make your decision on whether to send somebody in or not. And that's only when they change.
Right.
Well, you know, if the ball comes to your sideline, that's a great time to get guys on and guys off. And again, Coach Davis and Coach Nua do that for us. I don't even know who's going in and out of the game. They do a tremendous job. I mean, we have a plan beforehand, mm-hmm. but once it gets rolling, I have no clue who's in there.
Is that a case of where you've worked with both of them now for so long that there's that trust factor within the staff that you know that they're going to be on point and you can continue to obviously call the things you want to as a coordinator?
Yep, I think definitely. They, you know, we've been together. They know kind of what I'm thinking on those downs and when we can get people in and out. And a lot of it is the trust in the players. You know, I trust whoever's in there. They're not going to put somebody in who is not ready to play. So, and luckily at Coach Davis's position, there's, you know, 4 or 5 guys that we can trust. At inside linebacker, there's 3 or 4. D-line, we have to be a little more careful right now. We still got some young guys. But this game, it may not be that way. We may have to sub some more guys. So, and you don't sub much with the secondary, but we could if we needed to.
You guys have sacked the quarterback more this year. You're getting turnovers from your defense this year. What's been the key to that?
I just think the mentality change. You know, we're trying to be a little more aggressive. The calls are a little more aggressive. We're blitzing more. You know, I just think the mentality of the guys is a little different. You know, I think that we've always played hard, so I don't think that's a change. You know, I just think maybe some of the calls, some of the aggressiveness of the calls, not entirety. Sometimes you're just lucky, too.
Yeah. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Okay. Thank you.
That's Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson as the Mids get set to stop that high-powered offense of the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. When we come back, we'll tell you about some of the other great things going on the yard. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. And welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Army, Air Force, Navy, it's the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Right now, the Mids are in the driver's seat. A win on December the 12th in the Army-Navy game presented by USAA gives the Mids the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, but plenty of business to take care of before that, including this week's game against Tulsa. If you did not catch it, the Houston game slated now for a 12 noon Eastern Time kickoff. Folks, you can catch Squash on Friday, 5 p.m. versus Penn over at Halsey Fieldhouse Squash Courts. The admission is free. The Navy Classic in Wrestling gets underway 10 a.m. on Saturday with Bucknell, Brown, Campbell, Delaware Valley, George Mason, number 20 Kent State, number 23 Ohio, number 12 Wisconsin, and Princeton among the participants. Fans who bring 3 canned food items receive $5 admission to the match. Regular priced admission is $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under, and family night out for $32. You get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi products. Don't forget, we've got doubleheader basketball action on Sunday. The men's team taking on Goucher at noon, and the women's team taking on North Carolina A&T at 3. All kids showing an A on a graded assignment receive free admission at Alumni Hall. Regular priced admission is $10 for adults and $5 for youth 18 years old and under. As always, for all 33 varsity sports at the United States Naval Academy, one-stop shopping at NavySports.com. That'll do it for this week's show. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. We'll talk to you Saturday from Tulsa as the Mids take on the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. We'll be on the air live at 6:08 Eastern Time. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Orbital Alliant Tech Systems, the partner you can count on, by Pepsi, proud partner of Navy football, and by Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.